does sarcastic commentary and satire draw people in, I guess, better than, say, a news panel or a debate?
I mean, this is a trend or a tendency that's been going on for, you know, a decade or so now, 2 decades. We really see a rise of these kind of satirical takes on politics and their popularity. I mean, we get the initial rise of The Daily Show with Jon Stewart really kicks off with the Bush administration, right? It's kind of happening before then, but the ratings really go through the roof once they get a target they can sink their teeth into.
Mm. Right.
And, I mean, since then we've kind of, and that kind of produces template, which we, you know, has been taken up by these people you talk about, right? Colbert, obviously, as one of Stewart's proteges, also people like John Oliver, Samantha Bee, coming out of the same school. And in a way, it's become almost a normal part of our media landscape now, right? We look to satirists, we look to comedians as commentators to offer us insights into how politics is done and what it means that maybe aren't being covered by the regular news media, I guess, for a whole range of reasons.
Yeah, and do you think the way presenting news in this way, do you think it can be more effective in, I guess, letting people think critically?
Well, that's, I think, yes and no, right, is always the answer you give to these things. Yes, in that satire has a lot more free rein than traditional news media to offer a criticism, to offer a critique. The kind of stuff you're taught in journalism school teaches you to be objective, whereas satire isn't bound in that way. Satire, obviously, has a license to mock, to ridicule, and to get a point across through comedy. So, yeah, in that sense, absolutely, it can be critical. However, we've also got to be careful around this, because what satire does is it gives us our criticism, it gives it to us. It doesn't ask us to be critical so much as kind of show us a particular critical angle to take. So certainly, compared to regular news media, there's a freedom to be critical, to kind of target issues, to really take a stand. But it doesn't mean it encourages its audience to be critical, maybe just to follow along with the critique that they lead with.
Right, okay. Do you think, I guess, these media companies who do present news in this way, is there a power behind articulating current news events in this way?
Well, it's obviously very attractive, right? I mean, I've been a massive fan since you know the initial rise of Jon Stewart and all the people who follow it. It certainly can make news and politics, which, well, you know, traditionally was regarded as dry. We kind of wish those dry old days maybe were back, but it can make topics, concerns that might seem divorced from everyday concerns of everyday people, can make them seem more lively, can make them seem even more entertaining. And there's certainly an appeal in that. There's, I mean, from a commercial angle, as you indicated, these things are ratings magnets. There's a reason we've seen a huge proliferation of these shows around the world, right? Not just in the English-speaking world, but we get kind of copycats, you know, South America and the Middle East and Africa. So there's certainly a market for the stuff, a desire for the stuff that does bring media companies into the space. I mean, it's pretty much saturated these days with the amount of satire available in a professional context, let alone the amount of amateur content that's, you know, shared freely online.
Hmm. So do you think this satirical depiction of these events correlates better than traditional news overall for people of, I guess, all sorts of age ranges and cultural backgrounds?
I mean, that's an interesting thought, because Comedy Central, the American
yes.
channel that really restarted all of this stuff, especially in the era when these shows took off, they had a policy that they wanted men aged 16 to 35. That
right.
was their kind of demographic they were actively targeting and seeking during that time. So we've got to bear that in mind, right, that these companies, this comedy and the satire boom was partly produced in order to reach that audience, who are perceived as being more cynical, more kind of less inclined to engage with politics as it was traditionally understood. But we shouldn't stop there, right? Because obviously the kind of the impact of this kind of comedy has been taken up in all kinds of quarters. And the age range, you know, the easiest one that's certainly no longer affected by age. We've seen a range of, you know, a range of comedians playing different demographics. We've also seen female comedians and non-white comedians kind of turning this in on itself as well, right? Mm. Kind of holding the mirror up to those satirists themselves and also saying, hey, wait, you guys, you know, you think you've got a point to make. Well, let me tell you where you're coming from as well. So we certainly see a proliferation and an increase in the diversity of the satirical content that's out there.